about anything from last class or any administrative stuff or technical stuff? Last class, anything like that? Okay. Okay, what I'd like to now talk about, this is the start of lecture six of the CSE 547, the discrete math class. And what I'd like to do is to shift into something that I think is real, you know, really sort of one of the interesting or mystical parts of mathematics, okay, which is number theory. Okay, and people who work in number theory tend to be sort of mystical, interested people. And so they tend to say things like this, okay. Kronecker said that God created the integers and all else is the work of man. And when you study elementary, even elementary number theory, somehow there's some really amazing things that you can show, or surprising things that fall out of something as simple as division. I mean, you all know about division, okay? And really, if you want to think about it, number theory is really the study of divisibility properties of integers, okay? But there's still a surprising number of interesting things and subtle things that you, and actually useful things that you can do just by sort of studying these properties. So for the next like three lectures or so, we're going to study largely divisibility properties of the integers, okay? And so we're going to need some notation to denote whether something divides something else. And our usual notation is m / n means that m divides n, okay? Or, which is the same as saying that n is equal to k times m for some integer k. Again, for it to be integer, interesting to say m divides n, we're talking about integer divisibility, okay? If you allow yourself floating point numbers or real numbers, obviously anything divides anything else. If you can have a, you know, if that doesn't have to be an integer, but integer is what makes it interesting. So we'll say that m divides n, if we have m / n, m does not divide m is sort of / / okay? So sometimes we'll say that it does divide, sometimes it doesn't divide, okay? Any questions about the notation? That should be pretty simple. Again, this is a backwards division sign, in case you haven't caught on to that. Now, when we talk about divisibilities, one of the things that we're basically saying, if we say that m divides n, that's really the same as saying that n is a multiple of m, correct? If m divides n, that means that n is a multiple of m, okay? And there's two sort of common multiples or divisor things that one should know about, okay? You've probably heard about the greatest common divisor of two integers, m and n. The greatest common divisor is the largest integer which divides both of them, okay? So for example, say it's the max for all k, okay, integers k, the max such that k divides m and k divides n, okay? Under what condition is the greatest common divisor of m and n m? Let's just test that out a little bit. Under what condition is the greatest common divisor of m and n m? Can anybody figure that out?
M prime and n is a multiple of m.
Right. If n is a multiple of m, then by definition, the greatest common divisor of m and n, okay, is going to be m. Because m is m times 1, n is going to be m times something, okay? The greatest common divisor would then be that, okay? So the greatest common divisor, by definition, is less than or equal to the two things that it's divising. Okay, that should be pretty obvious. The least common multiple is sort of the converse thing, which we're not going to talk as much about. Okay, but the least common multiple of m and n, okay, is the smallest integer,